Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
India T News for the week ending June 7th, 2024. The big news this week from Indian Tea is that Iran, one of India's big markets for tea, has suddenly halted imports of tea and rice from India. No reason was given, all the government officials have been quoted as saying this could be a retaliatory response as India stopped imports of kiwi and peaches from Iran. Another point raised was that Iran wants India to restart buying oil. The Mint reported that Iran's rice imports for April to September 2023 stood at a little over $640 million, while tea imports for January to September 2023 stood at $66.39 million, and that's valued as second to the UAE. So the tea bodies are now waiting for responses from Iran on the actual reasons for stopping imports so they can fix the issue. On the topic of food safety, which is dogging the Indian tea industry, this week representatives from the Northeastern Tea Association have submitted a memorandum to the Assam State Agriculture Minister with an appeal to prohibit the stock, sale and distribution of six pesticides. That includes cypermethrin, piperonil and acetamiprid. These pesticides are banned for tea. The association has said that testing of teas has shown above and below values that indicate the use of these chemicals. In tea cultivation, the association has also said that these six pesticides contribute to much of the problems attached to the lack of food safety compliance. And lastly, Kangra tea industry is awaiting some interventions from the state government to revive and promote their tea industry. In recent years, the land and the tea cultivation, therefore the crop, have both dropped significantly as tea cultivation is losing its viability. In fact, three of the four government factories also remain closed. The association has asked for revival of these factories and for greater support, particularly in increasing tea tourism opportunities for the state, not unlike what West Bengal has done for Darjeeling or Assam has done for the state.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.